Let me see. Seems to me like I got a neighbor. I know I've got a neighbor across the street, and I believe she's got a cherry tree, and it don't hit and bear more than every 3 or 4 years. Pear trees is the surest thing that is in Carter County.
Is that right?
That's right.
What kind of pears?
Well, I don't know the names of them. But now she came over here, she came by yesterday, and she lived down here across the street from me. And I live just north of a big supermarket. She came to the store, and then she came back to the wife while sitting on the porch. I was in the house. She asked her, she said, Ms. Roberts said, what do you think I'm going to do to them? To my pear tree? She says, it's just loaded to the limbs coming to the ground. She said, should I prop them up? Ms. Roberts said, you can have a job propping them top limbs that's bending over there. Says, the best way I think to do is just take some of them pears off. And she left there and put her groceries up. The next thing we see, that she is out there getting them off. I don't know how many she taking off, nothing about it, but she lighted it up.
She'll have better parents too.
I think so. And I asked the wife, I said, well, what she'll do with them? She said, well, there's nothing else to do, only put them in the garbage and let the trash men haul them off. Because they're not for enough long to be usable.
Either that or burying them, use them for fertilizer.
There's no telling how many jars the wife got from her last year. She just gave them to us from my cabin, put them up different ways.
Hmm.
Makes pear preserves and pickle pears.
Does your wife have fancy covers for her bed?
Have what she called bedspreads or counterpins. They used to be called counterpins.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's bedspread. I had a big black dog. We had a lot of fun. Oh, he was big hussy down, he was about 11 months old. And she had taken and had him in the backyard where the clothesline was. She kept mentioning it along, afraid that dog was going to tear up her clothes, pull her clothes off that clothesline. I said, well, I don't think it will. One day she had a bedspread, and I don't know whether she washed it or taken out and dusted it anyhow. She put it on the clothesline. There's four strands of wire there. And when she takes a bedspread, anything that's wide, well, she tries to cover the whole thing with it, you know. But she didn't get it high enough off the ground. He got a hold of it. She put it out there in the morning, about the middle of the morning. And she went. I lived right afternoon to get that bedspread, and he had pulled that off and played with it and tore it all to pieces.
Oh, I bet she was sick.
She was mad too. Lord have mercy, she was mad. But I just, that comes a time all through married life you have to give and take. I didn't blame her for being mad. But just as soon as I get her to ease up, I asked her, I said, what did you pay for that bedspread? She told me. I said, where'd you buy that? I don't know. I think I bought it at West Ham and Dobbs. Or Dobbs. And I said, get your dress on and let's go get another.
Mm-hmm.
I bought her a new bedspread quick, made head swim, and that's left it.
It's the only way to solve the thing.
That's right. Then I had a neighbor. He's there yet. He had the same experience. He had practically the same stock, same kind of dog. And his dog might have been a little bit older than mine. His wife take two pair of his trousers. I think that they were khakis that she had run through the washing machine.